Okay, can I have all more United people who haven't counted before? Can you all come to the left, please?
They tell me this is how you do politics without signing up to a political party.
Can I have five other people volunteer to run boards?
So this is the first time I've ever done any canvassing, ever really gotten behind any MP. I think I've just come to see that it's much more about the people than any particular party.
I have to do something now. I can't just sit back and say, someone else will sort it out, it will work out. It's not going to.
Rachel and Imogen, part of More United, which is backing more than 40 different candidates from five different parties, a movement that's raised in small donations, the sort of sum typically spent by millionaire donors.
So yeah, hold those posters up.
A way of influencing politics that doesn't require you to join a party and sign up lock, stock and barrel to one of the main tribes gives you a way of influencing politics across all different parties and getting good people elected.
Bess Mayhew, who runs the movement. But how do they decide who counts as a good person worth getting elected? They insist this is not about Brexit. But to get their money and support, candidates need to believe in a close relationship with the EU. They all told me. So close, one of their founders produced this pop video promoting a Remain referendum vote. Dancing on Our Own, it's called. The anguished singer smearing Union flag makeup across her cheek.
This is not about politicians. It's about ordinary people who want to make a difference.
And it's a movement first announced and co-founded by Lib Dem Paddy Ashdown, partly funded by a trust run by former Lib Dem MP, Bess Mayhew, who also worked for the Lib Dems.
Paddy has a very interesting way of recruiting people to his campaigns. And yes, he was involved at the start, but fundamentally we are a non-partisan organisation, and the vast majority of MPs, we've supported this election have been Labour.
But those Labour candidates, some taking £10,000 in donations, like Rosina Allen-Khan, know the cash is coming from a cross-party group paying to help defeat fellow Labour candidates elsewhere.
Just seems strange to take money from a body that is funding Conservative candidate, that is funding Liberal Democrats.
To be very clear, the money that's come to me is not going to fund anyone else. It's funding the campaign in Tooting.
On the details of the funding, she didn't have much more to say. Though it's true, many of us have fallen out of love with political parties.
So, for example, in 1964, only 5% of the electorate said they were not party supporters.
Paul Whiteley from Essex University.
Fast forward to 2015, that figure was 21%, four times bigger.
OK, I need six people with...
We're less loyal to parties, so are some dissenting MPs. Could this group, with its money and activists, help them cause trouble after the election? Or is it perhaps just another way of fundraising for more of the same?